I'm going to preach a very brief message. I have titled, I Will Be Fruitful. I Will Be Fruitful. I titled this for you to own the message. I Will Be Fruitful. And God wants us to be fruitful. Somebody say, I will be fruitful. And please make time to listen to my word to go this week and the next week, because I am dealing with our theme for the year and expanding on some of the things that we need to do. Our main scripture for this year that undergirds our message of fruitfulness is Psalm 1. It's in the first Psalm. So I will preach from Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, and I will focus on verse 3. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the man or woman. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Just to give you a background, this is the first time, Psalm, and it talks about the person whose life is blessed or celebrated by God. And in verse 1, it tells us what not to do. Verse 2, it tells us what to do. So verse 1 says, don't hang out with these kinds of people. Don't be friends with the ungodly, with the scornful, and with the sinners. And then in verse 2, it says, in place of that, meditate on the word of God and follow the word of God. And I'm not going to belabor that. But the verse 3 tells us the benefit of doing verses 1 and 2. The verse 1 says, don't hang out with some people. Verse 2 says, study the word of God, meditate in it. Verse 3 says, this is the result that happens when you study the word of God. And as a matter of fact, the verse 3 is the basis for our artwork and all that we're doing this year. And so I'll read the verse 3 again. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So there are four characteristics of the fruitful life that is mentioned in verse 3, and I will walk through the four of them with us today. The first one is that when we obey God and we meditate in his word, he makes us fruitful. And the first sign of fruitfulness is that we will be like a tree planted by the waters. We will be like the tree planted by the waters. That fruitful life is a life that is likened to a tree planted by the rivers of water. The term rivers of water refers to an irrigated system or an irrigation system. So when it says rivers of water here, it doesn't mean that there are many rivers necessarily, but it means that the land has water irrigating it. In the dry lands of the Old Testament, where the psalm was written, especially in the land of Israel, there was a lot of wilderness. It didn't have the lush environment we have here where it rains all the time and we have many, many rivers. They didn't have so many rivers, and it didn't rain very frequently. It still doesn't rain frequently there. And so the way for farmers to make things grow for them is that they would dig wells. They would dig into the ground and have water in wells and draw water from the wells and create irrigating systems. So they will create different paths for the water to flow through. So when the water comes from the well, it goes through different paths. And that is what the Bible calls rivers of waters. Rivers of water. So it's not just one stream, it's several streams irrigating an area. And so the Bible says that when we obey God, He makes our lives like a tree that is constantly irrigated. The good thing about the tree that is by the rivers of water is that there is always water. Now, in Israel, it doesn't rain frequently. But when your land is irrigated, even in the dry season, there will be water, because there will always be water every time, at all times. And that is how God wants our lives to be, that constantly we will be irrigated by the Word of God. So this teaches us that when we are fruitful, we are renewed by God's Word. We are renewed by God's Word. God's Word is the rivers of water that flows into our lives. We are planted on His Word, in His Word, around His Word. Now, what most of you don't know is that the declaration we make, and which we'll be making throughout the year, is all scripture-based. There are about 14 different scriptures that I use to compose what we say. So when we make this declaration, we are not just saying words out of our heads. It is scripture-based. Every statement is scripture-based, because we have to be like a tree that is irrigated by the Word of God. The Word of God is our water. The Word of God is our life. The Word of God is our strength. And this year, spend time in the Word of God. Meditate in the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to renew you and to give you life. Even when there is hopelessness outside of us, the Word of God must irrigate us and give us the strength to go on. That's why we can say that as for us, we will be fruitful. It may be hard out there, but the irrigation system we have, the Word of God says, as for us, we shall be fruitful. And so the fruitful person is like a tree planted by the waters. That's the first thing. They are renewed by God's Word. The second thing that the passage says about the fruitful life is that their leaves do not wither. Their leaves do not wither. Because they are always watered, they don't dry up. Even in dry season, they are still fresh. Leaves in this passage can be likened to activities, the things we do. So the Bible says when we are planted in the Word of God, we never get tired, and we don't get weary, and we don't dry up. When others become weak and faint because of a harsh, dry season, the tree planted by the rivers of water continues to look fresh. And when we are planted in the Lord, that is what it is. You are constantly fresh. And this year, may God keep you fresh and alive and active, never drying up. You don't start in January and lose energy by March. You don't start in January and lose energy by September. We are strong in January, in February, in March, in April, May, June, right to November, December. And by December, we are charged up for 2022. Because our leaves never wither. May your leaves never wither. May God give you the strength to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. You may be hit, but you will rise again. You may fall, but you will get up. You may face opponents, but you will defeat them, because your leaves never dry up. And that is because those who are fruitful are refreshed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who renews our strength. He renews our strength. Our leaves never dry up. And may your leaves never dry up. You know, many times when we go through hard times, people's leaves dry up. People just get tired. They get weary. I don't know what to do again. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, life is so hard. Life is so hard. Life has been hard. It was hard before you were born. It is hard whilst you are alive. It will be hard after you are gone. Life has never been easy. It was not easy for the people in the Bible. It was not easy for people who lived 100 years ago who didn't have a cell phone. And people who didn't have a water closet. And people who didn't have deep freezers. And people who didn't have fridges. But they lived. You know, in the past, when people had children, they would have so many children, sometimes 13, 17 children, just one man, one wife, 17. And the reason why they had 17 children is because they budgeted for losses. Yeah, that's as harsh as it sounds, that's what it is. Because you could lose about 7 children. You could lose 10 children. So they'll have 17. So if they lose 12, they will still have 5. That's why people had a lot of children. But now, even when you have one, God keeps the one. When you have two, He keeps them. We are living a far better life, but they had it hard. Life has never been easy on this planet. But the grace of God is sufficient for you. And that is why I declare to you, your leaves will not wither. You will not give up. You will not bow. You will not surrender. You will not cry. You will not pity yourself. Your leaves will not wither. Somebody say, my leaves will not wither. I will be fruitful. I am planted by the waters. My leaves will not wither. My leaves will not wither. 2020, our leaves did not wither. We did not wither. That's why we don't take impossibility as part of our vocabulary. That's why we don't glorify hardship. And we don't glorify difficulty. Because our leaves must not wither. No matter what comes against you, you will still be fresh. I said you will still be fresh. So, number one is like a tree planted by the waters. Number two, leaves do not wither. Number three, they bear fruit in season. Fruit born in season. Fruits represent results. And this is very important. Now, when you read these passages in the Bible, you just read them and you don't understand the geographical context within which it is written. In the days, in those days, and sometimes even in these days, a tree can be standing and not bearing fruit. The tree is standing, but it's not bearing fruit because it has been denied of water. And because it has been denied of water, the leaves are dried up. So when it is the season, it doesn't bear fruit. I have seen mango trees that do not bear fruit during mango season because they are dry. Something has happened to the tree, and the season when it should bear fruit, the season comes and goes, and it doesn't bear fruit. But the Bible says that when you are fruitful, in the right season, you will bear fruit. And the reason why they bear fruit in their season is because their leaves are always fresh. And the reason why their leaves are fresh is because they are planted by the waters. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit, strengthens you. So when it is your season, you will bear fruit. The fruitful person produces results when it is time. They are rewarded for their labor. They are rewarded for their labor. So, you will not just be a standing tree. You will be a producing tree. You will not just show up in the world. You will produce results. You will not just have a business in name. The business will prosper. You will not just have a marriage in name. The marriage will be happy and joyful. You don't just want to have an appearance of something. You want the thing to produce the results it was intended to produce. You will produce fruit in your season. And the final thing it says about the fruitful life, according to Psalm 1 verse 3, is that they prosper in all that they do. We will prosper in all that we do. The fruitful person produces results in all areas of life. They produce spiritual fruit. They produce natural fruit. Every area of their life is fruitful. Every area. We don't want a situation where one area of our life is fruitful, another area is not fruitful. So you're doing well spiritually, but you're not doing well financially. You're doing well financially, but your health is not doing well. Or your health is doing well, but your marriage is not doing well. Your marriage is doing well, but your children are not doing well. The fruitful person must be an all-round fruitful person. So the passage says, whatever he does shall prosper. Whatever he does shall prosper. This year, I want to believe God with you that every area of your life will prosper. There will be no deficiency in your life. Every area of your life, your spiritual life, will be fruitful. Your home life will be fruitful. Your health will be fruitful. Your financial life will be fruitful. Your business will be fruitful. Whatever you do will be blessed. Why? Because you are planted by the waters. That's the source of the fruitfulness. You are planted by the waters. You are irrigated by the word of God. You are strengthened by the Holy Spirit. And whatever season comes your way, you will be fruitful. I don't know what season 2021 will bring, but we will be fruitful. 2021 may be a dry season for the world, but as for us, we will be fruitful. It may be a harsh season, but we will be fruitful because that is our portion. In the year of fruitfulness, we will be fruitful. Somebody say, I will be fruitful. Whatever he does shall prosper. They remain successful all around. Successful all around. The righteous person is like the tree planted by the waters. They are renewed by God's word. The righteous person's leaves do not wither because they are refreshed by the Holy Spirit. The righteous person bears fruit in season because they are rewarded for their labor. And the righteous person prospers all around in what they do because they remain successful all around. May that be your portion for 2021. May you be a fruit-laden tree. You will be weighed down with so much fruit that you would need support for some of your branches because the trees will be so much. We have a particular mango tree in our home. It's a very, very vertically challenged mango tree, very short. But when it comes to producing, I'm telling you, that mango tree produces, and some of the fruit are on the ground, lying on the ground. So we have to always hold up the branches. May you be like that tree. May you be like that tree. Your fruit will be so much that you would need support to contain the blessing of the Lord that is coming your way. May the Lord increase you on every side, prosper you on every side. May the word of God be the waters for you. May the word of God nourish you. May the word of God refresh you. May the Holy Spirit refresh your spirit. When people are dry, may you be active. May your leaves never wither. May God give you strength. May he give you wisdom. May he give you a way out of every situation. When you are stuck in a place, may God cause you to jump over. When a door is shut, may he open a door for you. When people think you are down, may you rise up again. Your leaves will never wither. And may you bear fruit and be rewarded. May the reward be seen in your life. May 2021 be a year of reward for you. May you come into a season of reward. When you have done so much good and have been forgotten, may you be rewarded. Every seed you have sown for the kingdom of God, may you be rewarded. May you begin to see fruit in your season. Fruit in your season. Fruit in your season. And may that fruitfulness touch every aspect of your life. Every area of your life fruitful. In your marriage, in your health, in your business, in your spiritual life. Every area of your life flourishing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Lift up your hands with me and say, Heavenly Father, thank you that you have made me like a tree. Planted by the waters, I declare today, my leaves shall not wither. I will bear fruit in every season. In every season, I will be fruitful. And whatever I touch, whatever I do, wherever I am, I will prosper. I will be successful. In Jesus' name, amen.